third day in the third week of Lent. The first reading from the book of Jeremiah. This rather is what I commanded them. Listen to my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the way that I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obey not, nor did they pay heed. They walk in the hardness of their evil heart, and turn their back, not their faith to me. From the day that your father left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servant the prophet, yet they have not obeyed me nor paid heed. They have stiffened their neck and don't worship than their father. When you speak all the word to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is the nation which does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. From the Gospel of St. Luke. He was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute person spoke, and the crowd were amazed. Some of them said, by the power of the Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But Jesus knew their thought and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When the strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relies and distributes the spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather me scatter. Sharing the topic. Listening to God's word is the condition to achieve happiness. When facing God's word, people can have three main attitudes. First, they think it is right and positively do what God commands. Secondly, they are indifferent because it doesn't have any relation to their life. Lastly, they criticize it as impossible to do or find a reason for not doing it. Today's reading focuses on the last reaction. People not only disobey God's word, but also find fault in it so that they don't have to follow. In the first reading, people didn't listen to God's voice. They also ignore the prophet Jeremiah, whom God sent to them. They found many reasons to condemn Jeremiah to death. In the gospel, after witnessing Jesus' healing of a mute devil, some still didn't believe, but also condemned him. By the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drive out demon. In other words, they imply that Jesus was the devil's companion so that people shall not believe in him. The first reading. This is the nation which does not listen to the voice of the law or take correction. First, God's people must listen to his word. Listen to God's word is the first requirement to recognize God's truth and his will for a human being. People must listen to the truth before they can do them. If people don't listen, they shall not know how to do them, or they shall do them according to wrong way. When people do them in wrong way, they must receive all bad results. If a person refuses to listen to God, that person is no longer his child. It is the reason why God commands people in today's reading. Listen to my voice, then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the way that I command you, so that you may prosper. Refusing to listen to God's word shall make people unhappy, because they must endure all bad results. For example, when people refuse to listen to God, they shall listen to their own voice or the devil's temptation. And as a consequence, they must endure all bad results which make them unhappy. People don't want to listen to God because they think that they know how to solve their problem. Or it is distressful for them to obey God or other. This was the Israelite situation before the exile, as the prophet Jeremiah described today. Walk in all the way that I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obey not, nor did they pay heed. They walk in the hardness of their evil heart and turn their back, not their faces to me. Second, God's people must listen to God's prophet. God can punish people right away when they sin. But out of his love, he didn't do that. Instead, he kept sending many prophets to warn and to call people to repent. But people chose to ignore them too. God showed Jeremiah this fact. From the day that your father left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophet. Yet they have not obeyed me nor paid heed. They have stiffened their neck and don't worship than their father. God also warned Jeremiah about people's stubbornness, so that he knew God patiently corrected people, and he shall not be surprised when he experienced the same thing. When you speak all the words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. You say to them, "This is the nation which does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech." When people are so insistent in their way, suffering and death cannot be avoided. The gospel. People's negative attitude. First, their negative attitude to Jesus. There were three reported attitudes when people witnessed Jesus' healing of a person whom the power of a mule devil. The crowd were amazed. Some of them criticized him, By the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Arthur went to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. Second, Jesus' positive attitude. Jesus could let them alone in their stubbornness, but he chose to explain for them so that they shall recognize the truth. He wanted them to understand two things. First, one cannot rely on Beelzebub's power to expel a demon. One can rely on the other power to do all things, but not to expel those who belong to that person. The reason for this is the reservation of their zenith. As Jesus said, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will be fought against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I cry out demon. Moreover, there were many exorcists in Israel before Jesus' time. Even King Solomon also expelled demons by some plans. If they condemn Jesus that he belonged to demons, they also condemn all the people. Jesus challenged them, if I then cry out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do the own people cry them out? Therefore they will be your judges. Second, Jesus came to render ineffective all evil power. Jesus wanted to tell them that exorcism is one of the Messiah's work. He said, but if it is by the finger of God that I cry out demon, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. He also wanted to show their accusation were not reasonable. When a strong man fully armed God, his palace, his possession are safe. But when one stronger than he attack and overcome him, he take away the armor on which he rely and distribute the spoil. The devil have their power on human beings as long as they are in this world. Their kingdom is safe when Jesus didn't come there. But when Jesus' reign shall come, everything shall change. Jesus' power is stronger than theirs, so that he could expel them from people, as in today's report. He can render ineffective all their weapons to govern people, such as pride, greed, disobedience, etc. When people determined to follow God, the devil shall have no power on them. The devil had power only on those who want to live with them. Third, none can keep the neutral attitude in life. The Jewish tradition believes human life is a battlefield between God and the devil's power, between the children of light and the children of darkness. In the fighting of this light, human beings cannot have the neutral attitude. They must choose between God and the devil, to follow the way of light or the way of darkness, as Jesus declared today. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatter. For example, people must choose either positively to improve their life or negatively to live in their bad habit. They cannot choose to serve both God and mammon. Some application in life. Listening to God's word is the first requirement to be happy. We need to have a positive attitude to recognize and to do useful things for our life. We need to avoid the negative attitude of criticizing and doubting others' good intention. If we don't cooperate with God, we cooperate with the devil. We can have a neutral attitude or serve both masters, God and the mammon, in our life. Amen.